to infinity and beyond!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Coming to you from Laughing Place Studios, welcome Disney adventurers and fans to your All Things Disney podcast, making your Disney experience more magical. You're listening to Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
I am Terry.
And I'm Tana. He's my dad.
And she's my daughter. Welcome to the show, folks. It is Friday, June 16th, 2017, and you are listening to episode number 29 of Disney with Daddy and Daughter. 29!
Oh my gosh. We're getting out of our 20s.
Oh.
You know, the 30s are good,
I would love getting back to my 30s.
That would be fantastic. I love my 30s, because I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s.
And I love my 30s.
You are living your 30s now.
30 is the new 20.
Yeah, I don't remember mine. So let's move on because
but
I don't
we're still even, in the 20s. I don't so 29. Even, okay, yeah.
Okay, Brat, you settle down over there? And
29.
Let's get on with this thing.
29
remember,
fine.
You can find us on our Facebook page. It's Disney with Daddy and Daughter. And of course, if you would like to email us, the email spot, DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. My brat daughter, Tana, how are you?
He always gets so mad when I talk underneath him. But I'm like, yeah.
Let me do my thing, man. I got to do the opening.
Do your thing. Get that opening out, you know?
I know.
I'm unbelievable. How are you?
I am unbelievable, too.
Your
birds are chirping outside. You know how it goes in the morning here on Friday morning? It's just fantastic. I love it.
This is the earliest podcast we've ever done. The earliest 10 o'clock podcast we've ever done on a Friday.
Once again, if you'd like to email us, DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com is our email. Just feel free anytime during the day when you get up, later on in the afternoon.
I'm his firstborn, but not his first love. Because sometimes I give him a hard time, people.
Here we go already.
I'm the daughter. I'm the only daughter. So I'm allowed to blah, blah, blah. I'm a princess.
And
blah,
she does
blah,
it
blah.
Very well, I might add. Blah, blah, blah is absolutely right.
Do Goofy for me real quick.
Oh, you're killing me already.
Do Goofy for me. I love Goofy. People, come on, they love Goofy.
I'm not even ready for Goofy. He's not even awake yet.
He'll.
Oh, man.
He'll do it.
Yeah. You're killing me. Let's talk about a topic.
All right, let's do it.
All right. This is a very timely topic because tickets are going to be coming out for this real quick.
Yep.
And we'd like to give you a little heads up on what's coming. But if you're interested in Mickey's Halloween party at Disneyland.
I'm always interested in Mickey's Halloween party at
this
Disneyland.
This is a good one. This
always.
Is a good one. We're going to talk about that today with our topic.
Because it's time to start thinking about that. And
at the release of, or I should say the recording of this show, the ticket dates have not been announced yet, but they're like right around the corner.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're going to be occurring within the next week or so. And Disney will put out those dates. But, you know, it's one of those things, man. If you don't get the tickets quick, they're gone.
Yeah.
Forget it. They're gone. So
and you can't miss this.
So we'll tell you a little bit about what to expect at Mickey's Halloween, which was formerly Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yep.
Changed title a little bit, but we'll talk about that in our topic.
But first, it's never too early to talk about Halloween.
I have a hack.
Yeah, you do.
My Disney hack.
You always have a Disney hack. You're so reliable.
I'm called Mr. Hackster on
Mr.
the side. Yeah. That's me. Hey, did you know the number 28,000? Does that ring a bell with anything?
I do know that number.
It has to do with a number. Oh my goodness. This is a mind-blowing number.
Mind-blown.
Because when I heard this number, I was like, okay, wow, really? That many? But then I started putting the math together. I was like, yeah, yeah.
28,000 pieces of candy that they give out.
Over 28,000 rooms on the Disney properties.
Get out of here.
In the Disney World Resort. Can you imagine?
In the
keeping
Disney,
up with that.
You're talking
how many
about,
maids do they have to
you're
employ?
You're talking
to keep,
about
there's over 20
rooms that you could like stay in, like hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms at the Disneyland Resort, or excuse me, at the Disney World Resort.
At the World.
Okay, so what does that number mean as a hack?
Yeah.
Do your homework when it comes time to book a Disney resort. You want to make sure that if you're going to book that room, one of the 28,000?
It could be, you never know what you're going to get if
make
you
sure
make
it's
it
the
random.
Right. Make sure it's the right kind of place for you. Make sure it's within your budget. Make sure it is geographically located in the areas that you want. Do your homework. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, like if you're only going to one park for one day, but you're like with your kids and you're going to hit up that Magic Kingdom park a lot more often, then you might want to stay at one closer to Magic Kingdom.
Hopefully you can be on one of the big three, the loop, yeah. But yeah. There are so many different themes at Walt Disney World with hotels, and I have my favorites if you'd like to...
The Pop?
No, it's not the Pop.
What do we call the Pop?
We can't say that. But I will say that the Pop is my favorite value, for sure.
Yeah.
It is definitely the best value, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you can get the Art of Animation now at a discounted price.
Oh, that one's nice, too.
But the Pop is okay for value. We might as well share it.
We've stayed at the Pop plenty of times.
Yes, we have. But my favorite, within the different categories, my favorite moderate is the French Quarter.
Uh-huh.
I love the French Quarter. Smallest resort, by the way, at Disney World.
And you like that.
My favorite biggie is the Poly. You just can't go wrong with the Poly. I love the Polynesian. Such a great place to stay. But anyway, do your homework. Make sure you know where you want to stay. And hey, one of my little tricks too. If you're staying 4, 5, 6 days, nothing wrong bouncing around from resort to
resort.
You
love doing
that.
I love that a lot. And it's a really good idea.
Two for one. You could just totally have a bad experience with, it's not the theme I kind of wanted to feel. But then you pop over to another one and it's like, oh, hey, this is great. This is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted.
Just do your homework.
So, 28,000 rooms. Just a nice little number, huh?
Yep. Good news.
Let's hear good news.
All right. So, some new Disneyland developments. I'm sure you've heard of these. It's now easier to get from Frontierland to Fantasyland to Disneyland
this,
or vice versa. That's right. Disneyland on Thursday, June 8th, they reopened its Big Thunder Trail that connects the two lands. The trail had been closed since early 2016. Remember that?
Star Wars Land.
It was shut down so it could be revised with new rock work and themed decorations related to Disneyland's construction of the Star Wars land, and obviously to take care of the expansion there. And it's going to now lead park visitors into the new land when it opens in 2019.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, so, and the Big Thunder Trail is expected to remain open. They just opened it now. It's going to remain open until they have completely prepared the connection between that trail and the new land, the Star Wars land. And it's also going to be the primary access into the new Star Wars land from both Frontierland and Fantasyland, obviously. And though it will also be accessible, did you know this, from a trail from Critter Country will also access the Star Wars land.
Really? No, I did not know that.
They just released that.
Critter
At least
Country...
that's the plan. It's probably just going to hit it from the other side.
Yeah, where though? I wonder.
I don't know. It could be taking the train to get over there, but they say it's a trail from Critter Country.
Okay.
Over, maybe it takes them all the way to the backside
along
of that
the rivers
land.
Of America, maybe
that land is like stretched really straight across the perimeter of the water there.
It's on the backside. You can see it from the parking structure now.
Yeah.
All the construction going on there. But
I don't know the exact area that they're building. Could you tell if it looked like just a circle back behind that area, or does it really wrap around the
water?
It
does kind of wrap
around.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of long. It's elongated.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I heard this. And
two entrances. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Disney employees begin running the Mark Twain Riverboat on Rivers of America, testing the new shorter route along Tom Sawyer's Island. And the boat, along with the sailing ship Columbia, are both used during the day as ride attractions and in the show Fantasmic. And again, just to reiterate, Fantasmic is expected to return in a new version later this year in 2017.
So they're
getting their you-know-what together. They're getting it together.
I can't wait to see what they do with Fantasmic.
Our
favorite show.
I know.
I mean, that's...
But they've been making everything better. I totally trust Disney right now. I'm really pro-Disney
trust.
They're
on a roll.
Yeah. And so I kind of want to really... I don't know. I'm going to have to do that next time. Make it a point to walk through that Big Thunder Trail and just see. Because it looked like there was some other stuff, too. Because what they're doing is they constructed... from what I could tell, like big rock walls alongside of it to like not let you see Star Wars land.
Of course,
create that kind of Frontierland facade so that while you're standing there, you're not also just like looking into Star Wars, you know, land.
Disney's so great at that.
Yeah. So they don't want you to do it, number one, because of the construction right now. And number two, while you're in Fantasyland, like be in Frontierland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when you're in Fantasyland, be there. When you're in Star Wars land, be there. You know,
that's what we were talking about. We were talking about the train recently about, you know, going through. Would it actually even go through Star Wars land? And it's like,
I don't know this yet.
Right?
I don't know if they're going to. But I don't know, but they're definitely going to have, you know, entrances right there from Big Thunder Trail and from Critter Country. And I think it'll be really easy to access even if the train doesn't get there. So really interesting, huh?
Yeah, it's about time.
I didn't know about that other entrance. I found that interesting.
I didn't know about that either. So that's a good find. Good find.
Yeah. And it was nice to see that the trail was open because, you know, it had a lot of problems back when they closed it. Originally, they had to figure out some ways to do some crowd control. And, you know, we watch people's faces as they go on their first trip and they walk around there and they go,
Into the fence.
They walk right back and you see them walking that other direction, all mopey face. And it's like, yeah, man.
Well, that's a great cut through. We always used to do.
Oh, yeah, it's a great cut through.
We've been there many times through that area.
They had to close it.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So.
Good news. That's good news. I like it.
It is good news to me.
Let's move on to our topic, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
The big... I'm so used to saying Mickey's Not So Scary, but it's no longer Mickey's Not So Scary. It's Mickey's Halloween Party. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Before we do that, though, from last week's show, I had a little bit of a follow-up. Because one of our listeners, Zach Brick, called me on.
He did call you out.
And
called you out.
When he said the movie,
way to
too,
go,
because
Zach.
We were talking about the top five movies that Tana and I had liked. And I completely forgot Indiana Jones. And I would only put the first Raiders of the Lost Ark in the top five. But, you know, I just didn't. When those were originally made, it was a Spielberg movie. LucasArts was doing them. It really wasn't a Disney movie yet.
Of course,
Disney owns everything now, and so technically it is a Disney movie. And of course, there's attraction.
There is
two attractions.
They
have the Temple of the Forbidden Eye at Disneyland.
Yep.
And they also have the Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular.
Oh, that's true.
In Disney World. So,
yeah, which is also great.
Got two.
Great
two
show.
For the price of one. But yeah, that would move right up to number two for me.
Okay, so the new list would be
Swiss Family Robinson. Out. Goodbye. You got bumped.
You got bumped.
Sorry, you're six.
First one would be then.
Oh, gosh, you're going to make me remember. It was Swiss Family was five. I had Guardians at four, so now that's five. I had Toy Story, I think, is three. What else?
You had Lion King.
Lion King's
number one.
That's staying number one. So anyway, let's talk about Mickey's Halloween Party.
Let's do it.
With the party, if you've never been to Mickey's Halloween Party, it is a fun night. And
it's a
fun
night.
It's a special ticket that you need to purchase, and those tickets are not available yet. Even on the Disney website, if you take a look, it just says tickets. Dates will be determined later. They haven't really come out with dates yet on that, but it's close. It's real close because about this time last year is when they released.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to give you a heads up on what to expect at Mickey's Halloween Party.
You can expect a great night. I'll be there.
You're going to be, I would say, hands down, one of the best fireworks shows, if not the best fireworks
show. You really love that fireworks
I have ever
show.
Seen.
I know,
I think
it is
phenomenal.
Great. It's so moody.
It's so cool. I don't want to give away, but Jack Skellington makes an appearance somehow.
And you love him.
And he narrates through the fireworks show and just the music that they've put together and the color and the theming. It's fantastic.
It's really fun.
It's really a good fireworks show.
It's really fun. It's spooky.
But what else is what else can you expect in the months of September and October? Because that's typically when the Halloween party occurs. And, you know, last year, the first party was September 23rd. I actually looked it up and went back into the time. And so September 23rd was the very first. So you can kind of plan late September, all through October. That's when all the scary parties are going, or the Halloween parties are going on. See, I'm still calling it Mickey's Not So Scary. But there was a rumor out there that talked about moving the party over to DCA. I think that's just a rumor. I just don't see that. That's not going to occur.
No.
It's still going to be at Disneyland. In fact, if you look at some of the notifications that we've got from Disneyland already online, you can just kind of tell with the verbiage and all, it's going to be over in Disneyland still. But so you buy a special ticket, The special ticket allows you to come in 3 hours early before the event starts. And of course, when that event starts is when everybody who doesn't have the ticket on a regular admission has to exit the park. They're all escorted out. You have those 3 extra hours plus an additional 5 hours of the actual party.
Yeah.
Now, I have been, I know you have been there too.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun. There are different things that occur. People really get into wearing costumes, right?
I have.
I've been in costume there. The one thing that you need to be aware of with the costumes, though, is Disney is very particular. In fact, they call it Disney family-friendly costumes only.
Yeah. And it's like no masks, right?
No full masks.
No full masks.
They don't want full-length capes for obvious reasons. They don't want people to trip. They don't want any sharp objects or pointy thing coming off of costumes. Things like that, of that nature.
Now, there's also, remind me if I'm wrong, if you're past a certain age, you're not allowed to dress as a character. Is that true?
I think that is true.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Because
I know you're
they don't,
not,
they don't
you're
want
not allowed
you...
to pose for pictures with other guests.
Yeah,
they
because
don't
like
that.
Let's
for obvious
say
reasons, right?
You're dressed up as Aurora.
Or Goofy.
But you go like using a bad word or something and like you just, you know, and someone is within earshot. It's like it can, yeah. So you have to be aware.
You don't
want to
ruin that magic.
I mean, the kids do it at Bippity Boppity all the time.
Sure.
But after a certain age, they
I think the age is 13 and under.
Yeah.
Is kind of, they give you a little bit of room there. But when you get over 13, it's a whole different story.
Yeah. So there are things to know.
Yeah, definitely. I would advise anybody going down, if you've got questions on any of the costuming that you may be wearing, to definitely check the Disney website. There are guidelines there that you can definitely check into, and there's some specifics as well.
I wonder
so you want to make
I
sure.
I can wear my Haunted Mansion cosplay cast member dress. Probably not. I can't pose as a cast member.
I think looks, you might be okay with that.
It looks pretty legit.
Is that like the t-shirt?
No, not the t-shirt. It's a full tailor-made for
me. That, no, that might.
Based on the design.
They might just put you to work.
Loosely, yep.
what are you doing over here?
What are you
get,
doing?
Get back
get,
to work.
Get over. Back
get back
to work.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is going on for the Halloween party?
Trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treating. And,
do you remember, maybe I wasn't with you, but there was one year that I had, you know, eaten sweets all day. You know, I have a caramel apple and I eat a Dole Whip and, you know, I do sweets.
Tana has a sweet tooth.
And I did my first couple rounds. I think we did Not So Scary. Do they do nights in a row, the trick-or-treating? I can't remember. I had reached
normally,
a I remember
I don't
that
think,
I had
I
reached.
I don't know for sure, but I don't
okay.
think so.
Because I had reached a limit at a certain point while I was in the park where I could not eat any more candy. I could not eat one piece of chocolate or whatever. I couldn't. But they also give out really healthy snacks, like these little fruit, almost like
yeah,
these
they give
fruit,
like apples and
fruit ropes,
carrots
and yeah, and so
things like that. Yeah,
I remember going through finally just being like, "Dude, if you're gonna hand me anything, hook it up
more,
with
more carrots,
hook
please.
It up with some carrots or something," you know, because I was like, "Please don't give me any more candy." I think I was with a kid. I think me and my partner and a kid had gone,
okay,
something like that. And so it was like we were doing the trick or treating,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It was like they kept trying to throw candy in my bag. I'm like, just
they
get some of them apples.
They overload
you know? Like,
you
come
with
on, man.
With
don't
candy.
Give me candy.
And they give a lot of candy away.
Because I'll eat it if it's there, you know? And but they do. They have a lot of good, healthy snacks, too.
They also have a new parade that started last year. And
love
it's
it.
Called Frightfully Fun. The
love
Frightfully
it.
Fun Parade. It's about a 10-minute parade, and it is pretty ghoulish, I would say.
I can't even.
What are some of the highlights? Do you remember some of the highlights from?
Yeah.
I know there's a Haunted Mansion float that comes
through.
Yeah,
Jack and Sally. I love seeing Sally.
Of course, there's a lot of the villains that are featured. A
lot of
makes
villains.
Sense, right? Because it's Halloween.
I kind of also like the ballroom dancers from Haunted Mansion.
I don't remember them.
Yeah,
but
they're in the big petticoat dresses. And
okay.
They're spinning around.
They're probably right before the
partner
float,
dancing.
Right, that comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
I don't remember them.
I like
I don't remember
well,
yesterday.
I'm a big Haunted Mansion fan. So.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. But the parade
oh,
is...
Oh, speaking of Haunted Mansion, they have the three hitchhiking ghosts.
They do have the hitchhiking ghosts. Yes, that they're on their
he
own
likes
float.
Hitchhiking ghosts.
I like them. But that looks like a fun parade to check out. I would definitely do that. I would recommend that.
I would totally recommend that.
Of course, that's going to be right around fireworks time.
Kind
of so
short
can
it seemed.
Was it short? Yeah, it's only about 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a
short runtime.
Somewhere around there.
Easy to catch.
Because
you know the kids,
they're
thinking trick or treat, man. There's these candy setups, and they're like, let's go there. Why, we can't be sitting around. We're wasting time. What are we doing?
So it's easier to slip in.
Not like they're not going to get enough candy because Disney's so generous with the candy.
Yeah,
but
yeah, they are.
And the treats and the good treats. But, yeah, you definitely want to just hang around Main Street. Good place to see the Frightfully Fun Parade. It's an awesome place. You know, there's a lot of side areas behind the castle, different areas where you can kind of view the fireworks. This is one that you want to be in front of the castle. I think you want to be on Main Street or in the Central Plaza area.
Yeah, I agree.
There's just a lot of neat projections going on in the castle. Like I said, Jack comes out in a very unique way. Zero makes an appearance.
He just might.
And again, the music and the fireworks are just fantastic. They just really love that one. Yeah. I love that show. It's my favorite. Absolute favorite.
Yeah.
What about overlays? There's a couple of overlays that occurs, right?
Well, of course, that time of year. You have the Jack Skellington, the haunted
Nightmare Before Christmas
overlay on the Haunted Mansion. You got Ghost Galaxy.
Ghost Galaxy
Space
is
Mountain.
Back.
Oh, and you know, they have all decor, beautiful decor all around the park. You know, I scored some outdated Halloween decor. I know a guy. It's legit. Don't worry.
I know a guy,
but it's legit. And, you know, I was able to obtain previously used Halloween decorations once used at Disneyland.
Really?
Remember that?
What'd you get?
I got these like little, you know, those like triangle banners. They almost look like little carnival banners.
That were on the light posts?
Well, they were going from light post to light post, and I don't know exactly where they were, okay. But I can't, because I remember seeing them, but I can't remember exactly where they were.
You scored some of those?
I did score some, and so they have like cute like little ghosts and pumpkins and things like that, and you know, they were just a little weathered enough for Disney to be like, time to replace, but I love them. I love them. And
you love all Halloween, though, too.
I love Halloween.
Like, yeah, that's your big...
spooky, witchy business, ghosts and things like that. I super love that. So yeah, I scored some cool finds, and like I said, I know a guy. But
I use those
and when I decorate my house,
very good.
And I'm like, so cool. But
they have some
lots of really cool decor. Yeah,
yeah. But they have just regular decorations that you can purchase at Disneyland too. Come that time of the year.
Yeah.
Really fun. So.
Yeah.
So check that out. The ticket prices, again, not listed, but it's a shorter ticket than I guess you would normally see on any given day because it's kind of an 8-hour ticket.
Yeah.
But it's okay because you, you know, can kind of go to downtown Disney during the day.
Yeah.
I know the time that the last time we were down there, I think we ended up going into the park at about 2:00 in the afternoon.
That's a really good point because you don't need... If you don't need to be there all day and you just want to do the party thing at night, then it's an excellent way to cut costs. You know, go down
really
to downtown Disney and shop or eat a late breakfast.
Or if you're doing
lunch.
Like multiple days. Now, of course, this is not going to be including in a Hopper Pass. But if you're doing multiple days and let's say you do a 2-day ticket. And that third day ticket happens to be a Mickey's Halloween party ticket.
Maybe you don't need to buy the 3-day.
Exactly. You could save a little bit of money and still do something that's kind of neat. But I guarantee you these tickets will sell out.
They will.
So you need to buy them immediately when they come out and they start listing, especially with certain dates. I know Fridays are kind of a big day for the Mickey's Halloween party. You want to get on those quick because they will sell out.
And if your family's going, don't forget to pick up a ticket for me. I'm free.
Not free.
I always say that.
Very much not free.
Not free.
But Mickey's Halloween Party, I think you'll like it. I think you would really enjoy it. It's
highly
it's
recommended by
time.
Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Yeah, I love that time of year. I love what they do with the park. I think the decorations, like you said, are
the place.
Man, it's just fantastic.
It is.
You know, last year we were in Disney World in September and October, actually right at the end of September, beginning of October, and it was when the the park was kind of rolling over, and mm-hmm. we spent a good 2 weeks in Florida, and so we were popping in and out of the Magic Kingdom on any given day. And so the first kind of day we went, oh, they, look, they're starting to put up the Halloween guests or the decorations. And then, yeah. You know, 3 days later, we're back in the park. So, oh, there's a lot more. And I think by the final night that we were there, everything was in full
blow.
You know, it was like full blown Halloween. It was like, wow, check this out. So cool.
I can't wait to see what kind of pumpkin treats they'll have this year.
Pumpkin treats?
Well, just any
you mean all the snacks and things that they come out with? Yeah, the desserts
Halloween.
And such.
Halloween, or just, you know, fall time, Halloween, pumpkin.
They always add some good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Nice, cool night.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a Starbucks coffee and a pumpkin something. A pumpkin covered in frosting something. Yeah.
Do you know when Starbucks is technically Disney talk too? Because, you know, Starbucks is at Disneyland and Disney World, right?
One of our should-be sponsors.
Should-be sponsors, yeah. Just pay us in Starbucks. It's fine.
Yes.
But as soon as the day one pumpkin spice comes out, I'm pumpkin until they take it away from me. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of partial to Mickey bars.
No. Starbucks. I'm talking about Starbucks. I'm talking about in real life.
Yeah, but
I'm
still partial to Mickey bars.
Oh, well, then you go get that. I'm going to
totally
have
messed
not
her up
only...
because she can't go from coffee to Dole Whip. It's just
yes,
like,
I can. I can do whatever I want.
Her eyes are like...
I
she doesn't
can
know what
have
she's
both.
Doing
but
right
you
now.
Know, I think I'd have the Dole Whip first.
Really?
Yeah.
Then a coffee?
Well, because I kind of like...
Ugh.
Well, because... I don't know. So
see,
I'd have pumpkin
now,
spice.
Hold on. If you did a coffee... and a Mickey bar in any order that makes sense because it's chocolate, vanilla, coffee. Coffee, chocolate, vanilla.
Well.
Coffee, pineapple.
Okay.
Frozen. Blah.
It's fine.
No, that doesn't work.
It's fine. That's why I'd have to have a little time in between.
Doesn't work.
And have time in between.
Doesn't work at all. Hey, I got a would you rather for you.
Okay. Would I rather.
This is a.
Dole Whip or pumpkin spice latte?
No. A little difficult.
All
little
right.
More difficult than that.
Man, more difficult? Get out of here. All right.
In
let's
honor
hear.
Of us talking about Halloween time, and I know how much you love Halloween, and I know how much you love
you're
Christmas.
You're going to say ghost
as well. No. Would you rather Halloween time or Christmas time at Disneyland?
Crap.
She said crud.
I said crud.
No, don't say that. I knew I would stump you with this one. We just talked about all the pluses for Halloween.
This is like, I
but then yet you get to Christmas and it's snowing. Now you've got coffees with snowflake treats. You've got, what else do you have? You have all the decorations for Christmas. You have the music being piped through Main Street.
I cannot.
All
I'm just,
of the
I'm
Christmas
just thinking
music.
About how I love Halloween, but then giving up the... I'm dreaming of a white
after the fireworks.
Christmas.
After the fireworks with snow.
I know that moment. I just want to cry.
Watch
every
me
time,
really crush
every time
her
I'm
right
in
here.
That
so
moment.
Disney has decided that they can only decorate for one holiday for the rest of eternity. You have the option to make the call. They've called Tana. Tana. We understand you're from Disney with daddy and daughter, and you kind of know a little bit about Disney, but we can only afford one or the other. We need to decorate for Halloween, or we need to decorate for Christmas forever. Only one. Forever.
Such a silly thought.
Which one do you go with?
Christmas.
No more Halloween.
Oh
the show
God.
We just talked about.
Shut
it's all
your
gone,
mouth,
folks.
You evil man.
Never mind. All the advice we just gave you, it's gone. Tana decided
Halloween.
Not.
Halloween.
She changes her mind so easy, too. No, just give me one. Really? Christmas over Halloween? People would want to know. This is a good question because a lot of people would have to go back and forth if they're living on the East Coast and they want to take the trip out to Disneyland. It's like, okay, what's
it
better?
It depends on you.
Is it Christmas?
This is what I'll say.
It
depends on you. It depends on you. Which holiday do you like better?
Nah, I like
are
both.
You someone who, I know. Are you someone
call.
Who is like super into... I don't have to choose because I live here. That's what I'm going to say.
But
I don't have to choose.
Okay, let's say, but let's say you're living
in Boston. But I think it depends
in
on in real life. But no, it depends on in real life. Are you a big Christmas fan?
But I'm asking you personally. If you have to come from the East Coast, you live in Boston now, and it's like you've never been to Disneyland, and you're taking somebody's advice. Do you listen to Halloween or do you listen to Christmas? What would you rather see?
Christmas.
Yeah, I would probably lean that
but
way, too,
only because
the first
you make
time.
Me decide and I hate you for it. But listen, if you are someone who is like underwhelmed by Christmas, because I have a friend of mine who's underwhelmed by Christmas. He's just, you know, grew up thinking it was too big a deal.
And Halloween's a big deal.
Yeah. And he like super, super loves, you know, like steampunk stuff and, you know, and he just like Haunted Mansion, loves it. And for him, it would totally, I would say, you know, go ahead and just not go during Christmas, you know, and just, you know, really make a Halloween trip really, really fun. So, you know, pay attention to who you are too and what you're into.
Look,
you know, do you like spooky movies over Lifetime Christmas movies? You know, if you're like down for Halloween, go to Halloween, but I'm down for both. And I'm,
what's one of the Christmas Starbucks drinks? Pralines and, do they have pralines and cream? Isn't that one of their Christmas flavors?
Christmas, I usually do an eggnog latte.
Eggnog latte. Like, so it's a pumpkin spice or eggnog latte. Well, that's what I should ask you.
Pumpkin spice is there kind of in November, but right at December or so, they take that away. And then they do, I prefer, yeah, because they have gingerbread lattes. And I'm
that's
into
right.
ginger.
They have the gingerbread,
I'm
right?
I'm into gingerbread too, but every once in a while, it's just a regular latte with a splash of eggnog, and it's delicious. Oh. It's kind of like sweet and rich.
You are definitely going Christmas. I messed you up on that one, though.
You messed me up.
Sorry.
What did you think I was going to say?
No, I figured you'd probably lean towards Christmas, actually.
You did?
It's between the two, it's so hard. But
so then why did you ask me that?
Because I wanted to see you squirm. And it worked.
Aw, you always make me squirm. Yeah. Hey, I have a hidden Mickey.
Fantastic.
Hidden Mickey.
Where are we going this time?
Well, in true Halloween fashion, because you tried to take it away from me. How dare you? We're going to the Haunted
Mansion. You're the one that canceled Halloween.
We're going to Disneyland Haunted Mansion. So I got a picture here. I'm going to show Dad. Very easy to see what it is.
What
well, maybe.
The heck is that?
You know what that is? This is a hidden Mickey that's kind of fun, especially for your short family members. Because in the Haunted Mansion foyer... Foyer, am I saying it right? Foyer.
Sure. Go ahead with that word. The foyer. Depends on where you're from. Obviously, you're from Boston again.
Oh my gosh. So in the area where they start to load up the group that will take a step into the room that may or may not stretch.
You mean the elevator?
Shh.
Sorry.
Hush yourself.
Okay.
Hush your mouth.
So is that outside the elevator
hush
or inside
mouth.
The elevator?
Hush your mouth.
Sorry.
It's in the foyer.
The foyer.
Just outside of the room that may or may not stretch. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to look at the, they're kind of like, what do you call it?
Is that a candle holder?
Candlestick holders. They're
okay.
Like almost like a, not a chandelier because it's like in the
oh,
side of the wall.
I know where those are.
The
yeah,
candle,
okay. Yeah.
What do you call those?
It's just a
candlestick wall holder things.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the foyer. Yeah, that place.
All right. So if you look at them just from eye level, you're going to see one big one. And then on the two sides, they'll have like a little bit of, I think, I can't
like
I think
the ears,
they're
right?
Taller. They're taller, but you'll see two that are surrounding either
we
side.
We definitely need to put a picture
either
of that
side
on the Facebook
page. The tallest candlestick. But if you look underneath it, just underneath it, you, of course, are going to see one big circle and two symmetrical circles that are smaller on either side, making up today's hidden
that's
Mickey.
That's a hidden Mickey for sure.
Symmetrical hidden Mickey.
Yep.
So, yeah,
never seen it.
A lot easier to think.
Go figure.
I've
looked at that chandelier or whatever you're going to call that, the wall
yeah,
hanging.
Yeah, the wall hanging chandelier, not
exactly
chandelier.
What you're
talking about. Yeah. So, anyways,
never
take
noticed.
A look at our Facebook page. Take a look at this. It's so much easier to see than understand. A picture worth a thousand words, right here.
Or ears.
and it says, of course, look up towards the ceiling, get underneath it, and kind of look up. And you will see this hidden Mickey. And you can see it all around the room, I believe. They've got these things.
I think you have a couple of those in that
yeah.
little room there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's different corners of it. So.
Fantastic. That's a good one.
So,
I like that
yeah.
one. That's pretty
that
clever. You have to use
it's,
your imagination a little
yep,
bit.
And
but
it's
you could definitely see it.
Very cobwebby, of course, because it's in the Haunted Mansion. So.
Just before you get in the elevator.
Just.
I mean the stretching room. Sorry.
Quick question.
Quick answer.
What was the Tiki Room originally supposed to be?
Oh.
Number one.
In Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay.
A restaurant, a bathroom, or an attraction? What was the original plan for Tiki Room? Was it always supposed to be an attraction? Was it supposed to be a restaurant? Or was it a fancy bathroom? A bathroom attraction.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Just throw that one out the window.
Okay.
It's not supposed to be a
bathroom. Was it always supposed to be an attraction?
A big bathroom. That would be a world record bathroom at any of the Disney parks if that was a bathroom. You're smiling at me like that was kind of what it was supposed to be, though. I'm not liking that. No, it can't be a bathroom. I would say...
Did you know? I will say this. There are bathrooms at the Tiki Room. Did you know that?
Yeah, just before you enter into the Tiki Room to the left.
Hmm?
A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's right after your Dole Whip. You make that stop. Then you go see the birds. I am going to say that was more than likely built as a restaurant. I think that's probably what it would have been.
Walt Disney's idea was to have the show flow with meal courses. The idea was sacked, but not the restrooms still remain.
Is that why the restrooms are there?
Yep, they are smaller, but not as well known.
Wow, that's some great trivia.
That is why the bathrooms are there, is because it was supposed to be an area for you to eat, almost like a...
like a quick service, or would it have been a sit-down?
What's my favorite guy in Disney World at the Sunny?
Oh, Sunny Eclipse.
Sunny Eclipse.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Really?
Where there's a little bit of animatronic show while you sit and eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. So basically you can say, you're right, Dad. I got that one right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Shh.
What? I didn't say elevator. Why are you shushing me again? I didn't say, okay, sorry.
So we're just about to wrap up our show, but we're not going to do that before we
celebrate.
I don't know if it's Dad's own birthday.
It is my own birthday.
It's your
own
birthday?
Look at the calendar. It's my own birthday.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I couldn't see it because on the calendar it just says, it's my own birthday.
No way.
I totally must have booted you off.
It does say that. It just says your own birthday.
I'll share my own birthday with you.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. We want to wish also a very merry own birthday to our friends Linda Grindel, Carissa Shermer, Christina Moreno, Jeff Weems, and Lorraine Heretta. Hey, very, very, very birthday to you. Because it's not your birthday.
It's your
unbirthday. And we celebrate it with you. Yay, you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Love the birthdays.
Love the birthdays, but we don't celebrate those.
No, we celebrate, oops, unbirthdays.
Unbirthdays. Love the unbirthdays.
I mess that up every time.
What do you say? You say,
it's
say it.
A very... Merry I used to say, I'm getting
very,
better though.
Very unmerry birthday.
I used to say a very unmerry birthday to you.
That's just rude.
I didn't mean to. I was thinking I was saying the right thing. I can't even say it. Because I'm getting better.
She's getting better. What is it now? Ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
A very merry unbirthday
to you.
See,
yep.
I got it.
You got it.
I got it now.
He can be taught.
Not too many things. I'm done. I'm totally done.
Just stop talking about elevators. You'll be all right.
What elevators? I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Hey, anything you want to add?
Let's see. Getting closer to Disney World.
You haven't asked me if there's anything I want to add because I've been really good at asking you first.
I'm kind of falling into the trap, aren't I? What's a good thing to close with? You know, seriously, I would really, really consider going down to the Mickey's Halloween party. If you're thinking about it, if you've read anything about it, if you've got the itch to go down there during Halloween time, it's a lot of fun. And
here's something I just
want to make sure that people know that you got to get those tickets early.
Yeah.
As soon as they start releasing, they will start going, and they only sell a limited amount of tickets, which means that the park is not crazy crowded so that you can enjoy the park too, which is really nice.
Really nice.
And just know that you're going to get a full 8-hour day. You're there at rope drop. You're ready to go. In fact, the lines line up even earlier than, you know, the entrance time, because people know with those tickets, they got to get in and do the best they can with the time that's allotted for them. But it's a fun time. There's so much to do. Disney does such a great job of putting on Halloween in a nice and friendly way. Even with the smaller kids, they'll really enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun. And so just If you take any advice from us, if you really want to look at that, you need to get your tickets early on that. So make sure you don't lose out.
Here's something. Do totally stop by the Haunted Mansion gift store. Remember that?
Yeah.
It's very special because it's very spooky.
They've got some great stuff there.
And for Halloween, man, you're going to find all sorts of cool stuff there. You're in the spirit. It's time, especially if you're going in September. There's like a whole other month usually to wear that stuff. You know,
that's a good point too.
All sorts of really cool, spooky stuff in there.
I would say that the earlier you go to, the better, because it'll be less crowded and it'll be easier to get the tickets.
Yep.
But the closer you get to Halloween, it really starts packing in. Yeah. So
maybe take a look at that day in September.
Yeah.
And we'll then try save to keep up you posted. So you can go back at Christmas, because you got to do both.
Yeah. If we'll
How
follow
dare
up
you
on this
for
too,
making me
if
choose.
Sorry,
how dare
I'm sorry,
how dare.
But we'll follow up on this show too. If by next week the tickets do get announced, we'll definitely follow up and let everybody know. They're not going to sell out like
for
overnight.
Sure.
It takes some time to sell out, but you definitely want to make sure that you get those in advance.
So we'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep on that so that you know as well. So
all right, let's get out of here.
You want to get out of here?
Sure.
Let's get out of here. Hey, we want to thank you for tuning in to Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Just type in our show name. Send us your pics, your stories, your questions, and let us know when your unbirthday is so we can celebrate. You can also email us at DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. Remember, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. So we'll see you next time. Until then, from the happiest podcast on earth and from our family to yours,
make every day magical. I love you, Dad.
Love you, Tana. Take care, folks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow just a